Born to broadcast, television news anchor, radio news anchor. This lady knows Lansing and is about to let you in on the latest. 1320 WILS presents Cheryl Fritz, your host for Fritz and Friends.
Welcome to Fritz and Friends. Cheryl Fritz here along with Scott Eckersley producing 1320 WILS and streaming live on 1320WILS.com. Going out on the phone now to Gary Bender, who's an attorney in East Lansing with the firm Murphy, Brenton, and Spagnola. Good evening, Gary. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you, Cheryl?
I'm doing very well this evening. Wanted to get in touch with you. There was some action in the courts yesterday in district or in the circuit court, excuse me, Judge Rosemary Aquilina's courtroom on the incident of the open carry in the Capital Area District Library. Why don't we catch up on what happened in court yesterday?
Sure. Yesterday was the hearing set for our show cause hearing to ask the court and present evidence so the court would issue a preliminary injunction in joining the Michigan open carry folks and anyone else coming into the library while openly carrying weapons. And we had that hearing yesterday, and it ended about 6:30 last evening.
So it was kind of a long day then, huh?
It was a long afternoon, yeah, especially for Judge Aquilina. She's got a pending trial going on, and she took some time out starting at 4 o'clock to hear our matter so that TRO that was issued a couple of weeks ago could be addressed.
And the TRO from a couple of weeks ago was a February 16th ruling that was a temporary injunction. She did broaden it a bit in her decision yesterday. Before, it was folks open carry and folks associated with the open carry group. And who is it now?
It is also the general public, anyone who comes into the library while openly carrying a weapon will be served with the preliminary injunction and asked to leave. And if they refuse, then they will be treated as trespassers. They also will be treated as violators of the preliminary injunction. And we will ask the court to have a hearing on for contempt of court charges against the person violating the preliminary injunction.
And this brings to mind something I'm just thinking of as you're speaking, Gary. How would folks know that this injunction was in place? What is the standard in law? If I didn't listen to this show or see it in the paper, how would I know that that existed?
Well, we are posting on Capital Area District Library buildings the notice of the weapons policy and the existence of the fact that there is a preliminary injunction entered and the consequences for violating that injunction, as well as when people come into the library, if they are, in fact, openly carrying a weapon, they will be given a copy of the preliminary injunction, so therefore they will have had prior notice.
Okay. Maybe you can explain for listeners along with me how this started. Back in December, there were some incidents where some gentlemen came into the various branches of Capital Area District Library carrying weapons. At one point, one of them was carrying a shotgun.
That's correct. That's actually the shotgun carrier was the first incident in December. And just to clarify, all of these open carrying of weapons occurred at the main branch, the downtown branch of the Capital Area District Library.
Thank you for that clarification.
Sure, sure. But anyway, they all occurred there. And after the first individual had come in with the long gun and was asked to leave, the LPD came and assisted in getting that person out of the library. Then other members of the Michigan Open Carry Group started coming in with weapons and coming in trying to get into the library and walk around the children's section and teen section and so forth to make the point that they can carry weapons in government buildings, including libraries, and that the library did not have the power or authority to have its own weapons policy banning weapons on its premises.
And that's where part of what your entrance in the case comes in is that the location has distinctions to it.
That's correct, because the open carry folks, which is a an organization out of Southeast Michigan. I think it came out in the hearing yesterday that they have actually six members in Ingham County. Anyway, they believe that the Michigan Firearms and Ammunitions Act, which provides that local unit of government shall pass an ordinance or enforce an ordinance that prevents or prohibits people from transporting and the method that they transport their weapons, that no local unit of government can have such a law. The definition in that act of a local unit of government is cities, townships, villages, and counties. And we made the argument yesterday that at the hearing that the Capital Area District Library is an authority. It is created pursuant to the Michigan Library Establishment Act, which says that it's an authority. It's given all of these powers. And the Michigan Library Establishment Act actually emanates from the Michigan Constitution, which provides that the state of Michigan shall provide free public library services in the state of Michigan for its citizens. So we argued that we're an authority. We don't fall under the definition of local unit of government in the Firearms Act, and therefore we can, in fact, make our own weapons policy. And that weapons policy can be enforced. And yesterday, we provided testimony in court at a hearing, and the attorneys for Michigan Open Carry were there. They made their arguments, and the judge, after the hearing or at the conclusion of the hearing, agreed that we should have a preliminary injunction. And one of the things that we have to show to get a preliminary injunction is that Capital Area District Library was able to show that there was a likelihood of success on the merits of the case, and you have to show that before you can be given or will be granted a preliminary injunction. She concluded that, as Judge Rosemarie Aquilina concluded, that we had done that.
Yeah, absolutely. And her quote at the time was that she does believe that the library can regulate whether weapons come or don't come in the library, because she agreed that you were an authority separate from the jurisdiction.
That's correct.
So, you know, when I first heard this, I didn't know that the first gentleman brought in a long gun, brought in a shotgun. I can only imagine what I would do if I'm in the library, in the kids section or not. I mean, that just adds to it, ramps it up. And somebody came in with a shotgun.
It was upsetting to the folks that were there at the time, and, of course, library staff. We're told that as citizens of the United States, we're supposed to be vigilant for anything that's unusual. It looks like something's going to happen, that, there may be some sort of a terrorist act or whatever, and that we're supposed to report it and not sit on our hands and do nothing. And so when people come into a library with armed, what are we supposed to do? So our concern always has been for the safety of our patrons and library staff. And that is why we filed the complaint in the Ingham County Circuit Court to stop this from happening. And so far we've been successful.
And this injunction goes until what date at this point?
Well, it's until further order of the court.
Okay.
However, the court did set a hearing for June 6th and 7th to have an evidentiary hearing so that the defendants can come in and make their arguments. Interestingly, this is really a legal argument, not a factual dispute. I mean, they agree that these people came in with their guns. They assert that they have the right to do it because, no city, township, village, or county can implement or pass an ordinance or implement a law prohibiting them from openly carrying weapons. We don't fall under that, and so far the court has agreed with us, so we really have a legal issue, not a factual issue, And I'm not sure we need a protracted evidentiary hearing.
Well, it doesn't sound like it. Gary, I appreciate your time in catching us up to speed on where we are with this. Folks now know that there shouldn't be any weapons visible in a library. That's a good thing.
Yep, that's correct.
Very good. Thank you so much, Gary. We'll follow up with you in June.
Okay, anytime, Cheryl. Thank you
so much. We've been speaking with Gary Bender, who's an attorney with the East Lansing firm of Murphy, Brenton, and Spagnola. We'll be back with more Fritz and Friends after this.